45 minutes past 9 this morning. This is Spice Radio and you're tuned into the Morning Buzz with me, Natasha, and with me in the studios is Mankiran. It's time to catch up with Nisha Hodi from Better Business Bureau. She's a Director of Marketing and Communications. Let's get behind the scenes of Better Business Bureau. A very good morning to you, Nisha. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So I said, why not today we kind of find out what happens behind the scenes of Better Business Bureau. Aapko har din, har mahine, salana, kitne sari complaints aati nahi. So tell us a little bit more. How many complaints do you get every year?
Well, I think we get about almost shy of 40,000 complaints over the years, so about 36,000. And that's a lot of complaints, right? So, I mean, and I understand there's always, there are things that happen and sometimes things go wrong and you're looking for someone to help you resolve the problem, which the BBB can do. So we often act as a bit of a mediator. So if you have a complaint and the Sisati Koronea, we will have a conversation with the business and with the consumer to try and rectify whatever the issue is.
And what happens if the business does not agree to rectify the issue? Do aap kuch aur assistance deti hain?
Yeah, we can reach out to them, and if they don't engage, that is something that we look at. So what we feel are best practices is to respond. That doesn't mean you have to all agree. That doesn't mean that we are saying the business is wrong. It simply means we want to facilitate a conversation. We should at least talk about it so that the consumer and the business can talk about whatever the issue was. Now, if they don't come to their own resolution, at least every party feels heard. They feel understood. If there is something further that needs to be done and the consumer would like to participate in our dispute resolution program, we can do that as well, where we basically act as a dispute resolution mediator and we will sit with both parties to come to a final resolution if that is what is being asked, that both parties want to come to an end solution. But sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it's really just about being heard.
Right. And what do you think, you know, as a consumer, for me, when I look at Better Business Bureau, I hamesha main Better Business Bureau ka chhaap dekhti hu. And that kind of means for me, it's like a trusted source. It is a trusted business. It gives me that sense of security. And for me, that is very, very important. Do you think that has kind of changed with people, how they view a Better Business Bureau accredited business?
Absolutely. Business is a sign. We say it's the sign of a better business. And the meaning is, essentially, as you said, those businesses have not trust. That can affect their rating. And if they do not have a strong rating, they cannot stay accredited. We every review kar rahe hain businesses. Then we can't accredit you. You have to have a minimum rating before you can be accredited. So if you have an F rating, you will not become a BBB better accredited business.
Wow. So talking about ratings, what are the kind of ratings you give businesses, Nisha?
So we have different rating systems, and so you can be from all the way from an A to an F. And so there are different ways that that can happen. And so some of those things that we look at is your complaint history, as we talked about, how long you've been in the business, the type of business, because some businesses have more riskier procedures than others. Are you transparent in your business practices? Do you honor your commitments? Is your advertising clean? Because, you know, some people have shady advertising practices. So our letter scale goes from A+ all the way to F. So you can go A+, A-, all the way D, and then after D-, it's an F. So very much like school.
Okay. Wow. With a desi parent, you don't want to go with an F. Now, how do you kind of, attribute the legitimacy of any complaint? Kaise aap pata lagati hain ki ye jo complaint aaya hai, it's not come from a competitor. It's come from a legit source.
Absolutely. So we do ask for details to ensure that this is a legitimate consumer. So, you know, your information, your email, your phone number, etc. And so we need to ensure that your complaint actually fits our criteria. So what is a complaint? Is it legitimate? You cannot just say that I don't like that they don't let me park outside their door. That is not appropriate. If they have misleading advertisement, if there was a scam, if there was a poor experience, there are things to say if you want to warn other people about a business. But we do say that you must ensure that the complaint that you are putting in is actually in the control of the business. Sometimes it is out of control of the business. And so we ensure that we can vet that the experience is real, that the customer is real, that this is not a robot putting in a complaint just to drive someone's rating down. And then we wait, we send the note to the business about the complaint, and we wait 2 business days before we post it. And the reason for that is we want the business to have the opportunity to respond. So if they've received if they give us a response, then we can put both the complaint with the response online. The reason for that is we don't want someone to just come see a complaint without an opportunity for the business to respond, because you're only seeing one side of the story. We want to be fair to both parties.
And talking about small businesses, Nisha, agar us business ne kuch galti ki hai and then they rectify it, does that kind of improve their score going forward?
Absolutely, it can. Part of fixing, like, you know, having a good rating is communicating with your customers and fixing issues. And so, jab koi complaint aayi hui hai ya negative feedback aayi hui hai, businesses bhi nahi dekhna chahta hai, what can we do differently? How can we make it better for consumers? Aur jab kisi ne kaha, you know, this is an issue in your business, and you see it, you say, you know what, huh? I hear what you're saying. We didn't see that before, and maybe this is something we could look at. Then at least you are showing you are taking feedback and looking to improve. Just as people can improve and processes can improve all over the world, so can businesses.
And मुझे लगता है कि business के लिए भी और consumer के लिए भी a BBB accreditation will really work in their favor, right?
Absolutely. I think a BBB accreditation now in this day and age is more important than ever. क्योंकि कितने सारे businesses आ रही हैं यहाँ तक कि we can do this for you, we can do this for you. And I hear all the time people are left scammed without money. जहाँ पर कोई home improvement तो होवे, event planning दे विच होवे, you know, wedding industry. There's so many industries which कोई कहना है ऐसी है जो है काम करना है, and they don't do that work. And so जो लोग उसे BBB seal देखते हो तो उन्हें पता होना है that this is a business उसे trust कर सकते हो, इन्हें तो काम चंगा होना है, इन्हें तो अधिना communicate करना है, timely information तो उन्हें मिलनी है, and that is very important.
Now, I know that this is you, someone who may be listening may say, ha, BBB is like a complaint box for, you know, everybody's complaints. But you'll also get some very unusual and wild complaints. It must be making your day. So share with us some interesting tidbits of kitne sare unusual complaints aapko milti hai.
Oh my God, we have gotten so many crazy complaints. This is from 2022, but I think it's a funny one. Kisi ne kya, you know, a man went to a bar and kehna si mad drinks lehi ya si kuriyan li, ta kisi ne mere na gaal nahi kiti. So unhone complaint karti baar di. Like, you know, that is not the bar.
Oh my goodness.
And then kisi ne bath bomb leya, and they said that they're complaining because it was not bubbly, as foamy or bubbly as they would like.
Oh,
no,
wow.
Ahedi chita that we cannot really control. It is a little bit of luck of the draw. Kisne sanu kya that they wanted a refund for their frozen at-home microwave dinner because it was jada spicy. Si. So unhone itna spicy nahi khana si. And so like these little things that are kind of funny for us to hear, but they don't count as true complaints. You know, like this is, and this is one that I feel like we all try. Like, kisi customer ne complaint ki thi, kehnda main television lena si, oh sale te si pichle 2-3 mahine pehla, hon hai ni. Now it's not on sale. Well, the sale has ended.
So that means, Nisha, I can't come to you and say, you know, come to BBB and say, bhai, main ek Indian restaurant mein gayi aur wo jitna Indian spicy khana hona chahiye tha, utna Indian spicy nahi tha. That won't work, right?
Yeah, see, that is also a complaint. It's not spicy enough.
Well, what fun. I think this kind of adds the spice to your day. But Nisha, thank you so very much. You know, you always share those interesting insights. Because as I said, it's just not a complaint box. You also kind of tabulate ki kis tarah ke scams hote hain Vancouver mein, and you kind of bring it to fore and, you know, remind us all every so often ki, you know, hume kya yaad rakhna chahiye when it comes to scams which do the rounds over here.
Absolutely. I mean, the BBB also, we have a BBB scam tracker, right? And so a lot of people put their scams that they see or they encounter into the BBB scam tracker, which allows us to share them with you. So, jay to si koi scam dekhya ya to nu fraud dekhya ya, then please do report it. Okay, then I can come back and have a conversation with you and tell the next person.
Wonderful. So you want to tell us very quickly, how can people put on their complaint with BBB?
So you just go to bbb.org and you'll see the file a complaint. So that is where you can absolutely submit any complaints. You can also on bbb.org find any business profile, so find their name, and you can leave a positive review as well. You know, positive reviews are equally important kyunki hum jo tusi dekh rahe ho asi koi business kaam kariye ya na kariye, you want to go see their history, and good complaints also help the next person. And good feedback, sorry.
Good feedback. Yeah, that's wonderful. I think on that very positive note, Nisha, I'll encourage my listeners ki agar koi bhi business aapke liye acha aapke liye kiye ho and you're really happy with their service, you want to also give them a little boost, give them your support. So do go to bbb.org, find out where the business is and leave a positive review. Thank you so very much, Nisha. It was a pleasure chatting with you this morning.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.